Nolte, DC Chief James Gunn admits to superhero fatigue. By John Nolte on April 10, 2023. Guardians of the Galaxy director and newly installed DC co-chief James Gunn admits, there is such a thing as superhero fatigue. I think it's really hard in the wake of the Endgame blip. There's this worldwide, universe-wide event that happened. And, in truth, everybody would be stark raving mad at this point, Gunn told the far-left fake news outlet Rolling Stone. I think there is such a thing as superhero fatigue. I think it doesn't have anything to do with superheroes. It has to do with the kind of stories that get to be told. And if you lose your eye on the ball, which is character. We love Superman. We love Batman. We love Iron Man. Because they're these incredible characters that we have in our hearts. And if it becomes just a bunch of nonsense on screen, it gets really boring. But I get fatigued by most spectacle films, by the grind of not having an emotionally grounded story. It doesn't have anything to do with whether they're superhero movies or not. If you don't have a story at the base of it, just watching things bash each other, no matter how clever those bashing moments are, no matter how clever the designs and the VFX are, it just gets fatiguing, and I think that's very, very real. Gunn's Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 hits theaters next month and will undoubtedly be a hit. He has been in charge of that franchise since the beginning and has yet to do anything political that would burn off the audience's goodwill. Nevertheless, the crashing and burning of Ant-Man 3, Shazam 2, The Eternals, and Gunn's own Suicide Squad, not to mention the underperformance of a number of superhero films, has people worried. Obviously, Gunn doesn't have the moral courage to tell the truth. Okay, yes, I do think people are starting to have a been there. Done that attitude toward this glut of superhero movies that has lasted 15 years. There is also a sense of letdown after Avengers, Endgame. How do you top that? But there is also the problem that dare not be spoken by moral cowards like James Gunn. And that's the woke murdering of superhero movies. Politicizing these movies with ham-handed talking points. Homosexuality, transvestites, lectures, shaming, and the emasculation of characters like Thor, takes all the fun and escapism out of them. These movies have not been sexy in over a decade, and now they are even less fun. Nobody goes to superhero movies to be taught a lesson. They go to have a good time. Watching two hairy guys kiss or Captain Marvel lose her neurotic mind over some perceived sexism is not fun. Additionally, there is the homework. Good heavens, the homework. It is not enough that you have to see two or three movies a year to keep up with the storyline. It is not enough that you have to sit through 10 minutes of end credits. You also have to subscribe to Disney Plus and Homex and watch their crappy Marvel and DC TV shows to keep up with the storylines. Fun and inspiring movies will make money. Racial pandering and gay sex will lose money. This is not difficult. And Hollywood had better get this fixed. Superheroes are pretty much all they got. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.